For today's Tonglen, I wanted us to do Tonglen for a perfect stranger, someone that we don't really know, someone that maybe someone we've seen before, someone that we see regularly would be helpful, just to make it more real. And it may seem strange to want to feel the suffering of a stranger. We may feel a certain resistance to that. And even more so, we may feel quite a bit of resistance to giving love to a stranger. But this resistance is old conditioning. That feeling of strangeness is only due to the nature and extent of our conditioning as a separate self. In reality, of course, as I've mentioned many times, everyone we know was once a stranger to us, everyone. Even our children, when they were first born, a stranger.
It might seem so again sometimes.
Yes, yes. Our lovers, in a certain sense, well, when we first met them, they were a stranger. We got to know them, then we fell in love with them, and now we can't imagine that we ever thought of them as a stranger. Our friends, all of them, even our sense of self, it's a stranger at one point. In fact, right now, our sense of self is truly a stranger to us. When we drop the stories and we look, we don't know what this is. So, because we see strangers as other, we tend to dismiss them. And this becomes just another way of isolating ourselves from the truth of our being. We are dividing it up, whether we know it or not, simply by ignoring or pushing away any aspect of our experience. So, in practicing Tonglen for a stranger, we need to recall, let's take a couple of minutes here, or a minute anyway, to recall someone that we don't know personally, but maybe someone we occasionally see on the street, a clerk in the store or at the post office, maybe a gas station attendant, or maybe a homeless person that you see periodically on the street. And even if you can't have direct knowledge of how they are suffering, you may consider they suffer in all the ways that you've suffered. In those moments of uncertainty, when feeling worried, in those moments of self-deprecation, this is so common, and anger. And maybe going through a divorce or experiencing the death of a loved one or illness or just the fear of death itself. These are all sufferings that are ubiquitous. They're everywhere. And as long as a person believes they are a separate self, all of these things are active forms of suffering for us. So when we do Tonglen for a stranger, for the suffering of a stranger, we don't want to feel pity for them. We want to feel their suffering. And even though we have to imagine it, the truth is, all of our experience, in a funny way, is imagined. So we're just doing a little bit of contrivance here. We're contriving it. We're giving it some life through imagination, which is what is taking place all the time anyway. We all know the suffering of believing we are separate selves. We all know the little losses and tragedies that self-identity naturally brings. And by feeling these things, this is how we open to the suffering of a stranger. By feeling it as our own suffering. So take a moment to see if you can find someone in your day-to-day life and see if you can visualize this person and the suffering they may be experiencing. Okay? Okay, so does everyone have a stranger? All right, so one thing I want to mention here is the more negativity that we can openly breathe in and feel, the more goodness we experience. And the more we can long to share that goodness with others. It's a strange paradox. And if we feel resistance to doing Tonglen for a stranger, then that resistance becomes food for the practice. And we can then breathe that in, that resistance. Breathe it in, and then just take a moment and breathe out. Compassion for yourself that is feeling this resistance. Okay, so let's let go of any stories, let go of our ideas about our stranger, and just open into the presence of awareness itself and just rest. Bring awareness to the sensations of breathing in the center of your chest. In the spacious presence of the heart space. These sensations, as well as all phenomena, sounds, other bodily sensations, sights, thoughts, they all arise just now as the knowing self, free of a subject that is aware, free of an object to which awareness is clinging. Feel the sensations of breathing, or what we call the sensations of breathing, free of the story, free of our ideas of what it is that we're experiencing. And despite whatever arises, it is endlessly passing. We are just resting as this timeless knowing. Which doesn't come and go. Feeling the silent movement of these sensations. Notice they are constantly dissolving away, constantly new. While this still, silent knowingness of your being remains unaffected, unchanging. Sensations are like turbulence in the still water of naked awareness. If thoughts arise, to carry attention away. Notice these two are not other than this knowing space itself. Thoughts arise and pass just now, never becoming what they were pretending to be. Whatever arises, arises as knowing. Notice there can be no actual physical boundaries around the heart space or within it. Since any such boundary is made of awareness itself, knowing itself in that form. And so we can see very clearly awareness is boundless, infinite. The sense of self arises. I'm doing a meditation. Notice this is thought. Conditioned thought arising as the knowing just now, passing away. So see if you can really taste the absence of an actual boundary anywhere, a boundary between the heart space and whatever arises within it. And resting as the boundless space of awareness, see if you can open into the spaciousness of it and feel that sense of freedom, that sense of peace and contentedness of your boundless eternal nature. Free of desire for anything to be different than it is. Resting in this way is what in the Christian mystical tradition is called union with the beloved. And now, within this boundless space of awareness, bring to mind your image of this stranger. Try to remember specific qualities about him or her. And any suffering that this person may be experiencing. And make it as real as you can. See if you can feel that suffering that they are experiencing without constraint. Just as they might be feeling it, as if it were your suffering. And then with your next few in-breaths, gather these difficult feelings up and draw them into this boundless spaciousness of your heart, feeling them as you do. And then over the next several out-breaths, while visualizing this stranger out in front of you and feeling the spacious peace of your own vastness, breathe out love and compassion for them from this boundless heart, sending wishes that they be filled with the abiding joy and peace of their intrinsic nature, and be relieved of all suffering. And as you send this peace and love to them, see if you can feel your own intrinsic joy and love bubbling up within you as well. Then over the next several out-breaths, repeat this. In-breaths, breathing in their suffering, and breathing out love and compassion. And if you can align it on every breath, wonderful, but it's not necessary. You can stay with several breaths so that you're not rushed and you're able to really feel into this. Now, opening up your aperture of awareness to include all beings. Do this practice for all beings that are suffering just as your stranger is suffering. All these beings, vast in number, that are suffering. See if you can feel their suffering all together just now. And within your next few in-breaths, while feeling their suffering as much as you can, breathe it all into this boundless heart space. And with your next few out breaths, again breathing from this boundless heart, send out selfless love and compassion to all these suffering beings, sending well wishes for the peace and joy of their own intrinsic nature. Your next out breath, allow your sensations of breathing along with all these stories and feelings of suffering and strangers to all dissolve into the timeless space at the end of that out-breath and just rest into this formless awareness.